Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
Allah really loves me, yes he does. Showers down his mercy and raindrops of love. Allah really loves me, yes it's true. And for his love and mercy there is nothing I wouldn't do. Of our mission, he's there to change the world's condition. Allah really loves me, yes he does. He showers down his mercy in raindrops of love. Allah really loves me, yes it's true. And for his love and mercy there is nothing I wouldn't do. Helping me be patient, he's there. When I need someone to talk to, he's there. With tender loving care, Allah really loves me. Yes, he does. Showers down his mercy and raindrops of love. Allah really loves me. Yes, it's true. And for his love and mercy, there is nothing I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do. Allahu Akbar, Rahmatullah. Allahu Akbar, the one true God. Allahu Akbar, Rahmatullah. Allahu Akbar, a heart, a heart, a heart. He's there.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer for tonight's show on IWDM Radio, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Welcome to the True Love Recipe, which is our topic for tonight's Learning Lab. We hope you're in a learning mode and have tuned in to this program with a focus on examining sound approaches to finding a mate, the do's, the don'ts, the prescription for maintaining a successful, tranquil, growth-filled marriage. This particular show allows you to come up with an understanding, a better understanding of how to lead to a beautiful memorial wedding day and a fulfilling marriage with faith, affection, peace, and joy. I'd like to bring to you your host for tonight's show, Mark Shaheed. As-salamu alaykum, Mark.
Alaykum as-salam to you, Brother Saddam. And to our radio listen audience here at IWDM Radio. As always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa shahadu anna Muhammadan abduluhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, Rashid, can I be heard?
Yes, sir, you can, my brother. I don't know what happened on this thing. Just
okay, that's okay. We're going to move on. That's okay. I can be heard. So once again, we apologize for the technical difficulties. As always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi Alameen. Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble messenger. And what follows in that excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the Prophet. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host, the facilitator, and the producer of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that airs here on IWDM Radio each and every Thursday night here on IWDM Radio. And I'm going to be flying solo tonight. It's my very esteemed special guest facilitator, Khalida Akbar, is already there in Newark, New Jersey, and inshallah, I'll be headed that way very early in the morning and all. So tonight, we're going to do something a little special, but I want to welcome all of you who have chimed in for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab tonight, and I'm aware of the fact that there are quite a few people that are listening by way of the internet, and we want you to come to this workshop with an open mind and an open heart. And all you need is a sharp pencil and some notebook paper or ink pen and notebook paper, because I always believe there are some noteworthy things that can and will be said tonight that you might want to take note of. We want you to know also that you can participate if you listen by way of the internet. You do have to call in to IWDM Radio, and that number is 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673, and press 1, and my engineer will alert me that you have your hand in the air. You want to ask a question, or you want to make a comment on something that I may have said, or you may have heard something that really resonated with you, and you might want to let me know. I welcome all of my listening radio listening audience to be good participants, because this, in fact, is your learning lab. And we want you to know also that the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, like the Sister Learning Lab, the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, has a foundation. And we utilize three sources. The first source that we use for disseminating information and education is Al-Quran. And that's the final revelation that Almighty God has given for all of humanity. The second source that we utilize as a foundation is the life example of the Prophet Muhammad in living the Quran. And the third source is the tafsir, tafsir being the clear explanation by a scholarly teacher and leader, Imam Waqfuddin Muhammad. These are the three vital components and sources that we use to establish a foundation for dissemination of information and education here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. We also want you to know that this learning lab just celebrated this past October its 8th anniversary, starting with the sister station, AM 360, all the way back on October 13th, the year 2015, and still growing strong, continuing here on IWDM Radio. We want you to also know, those of you who have been with us for over 5 months, we have been on the True Love Recipe. If you mean True Love Recipe, this is my own personal True Love Recipe. Years ago, I actually sat and thought about what is really love. Not only what is really love, what is really true love? You know, a word that's thrown around so loosely, I love you and I love you more, oftentimes it's said. And oftentimes it's said, you understand, with no substantive value in what true love really is. So I thought I would, you know, utilize the English alphabet, the 26 letters in the English alphabet, and would come up with some qualities and characteristics that would be organic, natural ingredients that are qualities and characteristics that would help to define what true love really is. And for the past 5 months or better, we have done that. In conjunction with that, we've had a lot of outstanding couples on. They have been married for a long time, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, and yes, even a couple that have been married 62 years. And this was designed to help in terms of inspiration and motivation for those who may be on the fence when it comes to the sacred institution of marriage. To know that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, who is perfect, he's the one that has established this sacred institution. Very, very important. Now, last week, Sister Khalila Akbar was with me, and she gave some outstanding information, insight, and wisdom on S5. And our beloved sister, Teresa Hadi, even added a word. So we started out talking about sincerity. And we talked about sincerity. Just to give a little overview here and maybe add a little something to it, we started out talking about sincerity. And then we went from sincerity to security. From security to sensitivity, from sensitivity to sharing, and then supportiveness, and then synergy. So these were some of the qualities and characteristics that we utilized last week when we came to the letter S. So hopefully you took some good notes. But I just want to just go do a little overview in terms of why these qualities and characteristics is in my true love recipe. And, of course, I'm going to want to know if, in fact, that they are in your true love recipe. I think that when we look at sincerity, we stated last week that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a very sahih hadith, was reported as saying, religion is sincerity. Religion is sincerity. And you have to be very sincere when you think about religion, because the root of religion is to realign you with your original nature. We also know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported as saying marriage is one half of your deen. So deen is religion. So marriage is one half of your deen. Now it stands to reason that we have to be very, very sincere. Very sincere if it's one half of your deen. Because God's messenger has put a lot of emphasis on the sacred institution of marriage in saying that it is one half of your religion, one half of your deen. And you perhaps, some of you may know what God's messenger said the other half. The other half, he said, is let them be conscious, regardful of their Lord. That translates to taqwa. But this is a state of being. So one half of your religion is being conscious, regardful of your Lord. And we want to say, we want to complete that by saying being conscious, regardful of your Lord's word, will, and way. You see? So we always want to stay in that mode in terms of the mindset and disposition in being conscious, regardful. But we have to do something. We are just not only spiritual people and not do anything. This is the mistake that others have made in other faith-based religions in thinking that they could be closer to their Lord, to their Creator, by just being conscious of God. But God wants us to do something. He wants us to be a servant. He wants us to serve His purpose for His creation of the human being. And so that means that he has to be socially conscious and has to also be willing to accept social responsibility. So when we think about the sacred institution of marriage, it translates to social responsibility. So the sacred institution of marriage is one half of the deen of the religion, or social responsibility is one half of the religion. So we can interchange that. The spiritual responsibility is the other half. And that is that we have to stay in that God consciousness and being conscious and regardful of what God's word is, because that's where the guidance is. The guidance is in God's word. And embodied in God's word is His will for His human creation and His way for His human creation to actually live. And it was personified. It was exemplified. It was demonstrated in the seal of the prophets and God's Rasul, His messenger. And that's Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. That simply means that the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. So you can see that relationship. Those two, they come as a pair. Being conscious, regardful of God's word, will, and way, but also accepting social responsibility. And so you are given the provisions that you need in terms of adhering to God's word, conforming to God's will, and striving to the best of your ability to live the way that Almighty God, Allah, has given to us as His human creation. I hope this is very, very clear tonight, because a part of this learning lab tonight, I will be accepting some questions, a Q&A session where you can ask questions. You can always stop me by pressing 1 and raising your hand if you have a question or you want further explanation, clarification. If I'm not clear enough, I do accept that. Or if you want to add something to whatever it is that I may say. So sincerity, religion is sincerity, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, has said. And so we know that you can't be insincere. You have to really be sincere when you come to this way of life. And you have to take the sacred institution of marriage in a very sincere way in that regard. We also talked about security. Security is so very, very important in the sacred institution of marriage. And it's a part of my true love recipe. What would the true love recipe really look without having security? And security for both the husband and both the wife. Allah gives that role and responsibility in terms of how it is that we are to secure each other. He says in the Quran that we are garments for each other. What do you think about a garment? We have garments help to beautify you, but garments also help to protect you. It's a form of security of for you, and the security had to be to all the vital components that comprise the human being. So security is definitely one of the natural organic ingredients in the true love recipe. As the woman, you understand, wants to be secure, Allah is given the role and the responsibility, Arujul, Kanamuna, Anisa, that the men ought to be the protectors and the maintainer of the women. That's a form of security. But also, the woman has a role in terms of security too. And God says that in the Quran. And therefore, the righteous woman, stop right there. She has to be a righteous woman or a God-conscious woman, just like the man has to be a God-conscious man. And remember, in the other half of the religion, now, I want you to be thinking about this as we make the connections, that you have to be conscious, regardful of God's word, which embodies God's will and his way. So both have to be God conscious. So therefore, the security that comes to her, there is a return of the security that is supposed to come to him. I'm hoping this is making sense to you, you know, because Allah is fair and just and keeps the balance in the relationship. So therefore, the righteous woman, she is devoutly obedient to her Lord and Creator. She is, you see, in terms of obeying. You know, that word being obedient or obeying is a word that oftentimes adults don't like. For whatever reason, they don't really care for it. But when we look at the sacred institution of family and we grow up in family, obedience is a word that we must not only accept, but we need to know and understand that it has a great benefit in terms of being obedient to rules and regulations in the home life. And also, you understand, spiritually, the obedience that we owe to our Lord and Creator to obey what it is that he commands of us. And this is both the male and the female. This is just not the female, so let's not get it twisted. The men, the Muslim men, the Muslim women, they both have to obey. Right-minded people, they have to obey. And if parents are God-conscious or conscious regardful of their role and responsibility, they know and understand the importance of obedience, you see. And when the man has his role, what it is that he is conscious regardful of in protecting her, it becomes, in some instances, just like the mother has to protect her children. For her to really do an adequate job, it is mandatory that the children be obedient. Mm-hmm. Be obedient. This doesn't put anyone in a subservient or inferior role, but it actually elevates the person, you understand, that can see that and understand that. Matter of fact, Almighty God, Allah has said, the one that is most honored in his eyesight is the one that's most consciously regardful of him. Okay? So how do we know Allah? We only going to know Allah through the attributes that he allows us to know in regards to him. And we can only know Allah through his natural creation, which we look out in the natural world, the natural creation, the universe, and know that man didn't create that and nothing else that's in the creation, that is creation, created that. Only one, Allah alone, who is alcoholic, created everything that we see, and he created many things that we don't see, but is a part of the natural creation. And we also get to know our Lord and Creator through revelation. So this is so very, very important. So he can command the obedience to all of his creation, but he has given the human being a unique creation, and that unique creation, he has given the human being freedom, the freedom to freely think for himself, and free will, a limited free will, to be able to choose, to make choices for himself. So it stands to reason that the rest of creation is obedient to what God's will and purpose is for it, and it performs in that way. I know you didn't expect to get this tonight, but, you know, oftentimes on the courtship and marriage learning lab, I may have a special guest facilitator or may have guests, and I give more of the mic to them. And so tonight I have the opportunity to talk in a monologue, which I don't really care for, but it gives me an opportunity to go a little bit deeper and in depth in the Quran, and to show, hopefully, and illustrate to you, you understand, the connections that we have to make and we should make if, in fact, that we want to have a healthy, harmonious relationship in terms of what true love is and how Almighty God, Allah, has created us to be able to work together in these vital, vital, vital ingredients in the true love recipe, how they are supposed to work and be applied in the true love recipe. So we see that in terms of the woman is a righteous woman and devoutly obedient to her Lord and Creator. And being conscious of that, she's conscious of the man's role, that is, conscious regardful of his role and his obligation to her. You know, the rights of one become the obligation of the other. So if, in fact, that he is in the role of consciously performing his role to protect her, there's instances where she has to obey what it is that he is saying to her for her protection and for her security. This is very important. It seems like this should be very, very simplistic in that regard. And then God goes on in saying that she is to guard. This is guard and protect in her husband's absence that which he would have her to guard. Now, this is very, very important, and we should think about what is it that God would have the woman to guard if, in fact, that she's got a God-conscious man. She should not be loose lips and attack his character, because Allah has said in the Quran, and this is both for male and female, by the way, Allah asked the question, would you like to eat your brother's flesh? Would you like to do that? No, you don't. The flesh is symbolic of sensitivity. You never want your mate to become desensitized by ripping them apart. That's not good, especially when God has already said that you're garments. garments cover and protect the sensitivity that all human beings have. I know I've said a lot in regards to this, but this is still pertaining to security. So security is in my true love recipe. I have to ask the question, those of you who are listening here on IWDM Radio, to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and those who just tuned in, that's what you're listening to. Would security be in your true love recipe? And if so, I will ask you now if you would press one, and hold it for 10 seconds. Just press one. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. But press one, and I'm at five. And I'm at 10. Would security be in your true love recipe? I'd like to hear from you to see if, in fact, it would be in your true love recipe. And if so, why? And if not, could it really be true love if you don't have security in it? So, Rashid, were there any takers on this, or everybody just absorbing tonight?
Everybody is absorbing, Mark.
They're just absorbing tonight. Okay, that's good. That's fair. Yeah, you don't have to be a participant if you choose not. But I'm hoping that what I'm saying is resonating with you. So I am going to do a little check in regards to that. And so we move from security to sensitivity. And this is very, very important. And it's the type of sensitivity that it is that we should have for our mate and our mate should have for us, and that we should have for family members, for neighbors, for community members, just humanity at large. We should have sensitivity. And this also reflects the consciousness. We can never lose the consciousness, the God consciousness. The God-conscious person is very, very sensitive. There's a sensitivity that comes along with the word of God. You know, it's a language. There's a logic that's to it. And there's a sensitivity that accompanies God's word. If, in fact, that you have two Muslims or Mu'min, even better, because not all Muslims or Mu'min being a believer, but all Mu'min are Muslims because they are a believer, and it's exemplified in the actions, the behaviors, and the deeds in terms of what it is that they do. So the question becomes in terms of the sensitivity. God's word produces a sensitivity in the human being in terms of how they are to show that in terms of being compassionate, caring, committed, all of those things that we have talked about before in the past, qualities and characteristics that would show a sensitivity in terms of even being kind. So these are things that would exemplify in a life example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a sensitivity that comes along. I know some people say, I didn't know all this was wrapped up in true love. But what would true love look like without sensitivity? What would it look like? Could you really experience true love with an insensitive person? Just think about it. There's some things you don't want to experience. Some things, thank Allah for the fact that we have imagination. You know, we don't have to experience everything. But just imagine one or both insensitive to each other. Sensitivity was not there. Could it really be true love? It's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer unless you choose to answer. I'm asking you to give some input, but, you know, if you just want to listen and not say anything, you know, that's fine too. But could it really be true love without sensitivity? I said no, because to be God conscious, there's a sensitivity that comes along with that in adhering to what God's word is that embodies God's will for his human creation, even in the sacred institution of marriage. And for those who may not have heard this before, it's a sacred institution because the one that has created us has established this for us and the benefits that come along with it. Whatever it is that Allah has established, it becomes a sacred institution to be utilized and realize its importance and its significance. Some may think that, oh, I can do this by myself. Or, you know, Shaitan producing the idea, the concept. I even saw it on a T-shirt when it came out. I can do bad by myself. You know, Allah didn't want us to do bad because all that he has created, even his human creation, he said, and it was good. So we have to keep good and goodness in our mind in terms of our created purpose. But know that Allah has created us in pairs. In pairs. Because we're not independent. So never get that in your mind that you're independent. I don't care how well you may think that you're doing, Allah has made us interdependent. He has made our very nature, the nature that he has created, to actually yearn for the opposite sex as a mate. And he has put it in the instinct of animals, you understand, to have a mate. So this is very, very important to be in tune with nature. And you never want anything or anybody to disturb that original nature, the desire, you understand, to have companionship. Age has nothing to do with that. It's not always in terms of sex. It just has become a sexualized society. That's why we have to pay more attention, read more of what God's word is for us. And it embodies God's will for us and the way it is we're supposed to live. So the sensitivity is a very, very important ingredient in the true love recipe. Is it mine? Is it in yours? Once again, I'm going to ask you, if it's in yours, press 1. Just press 1. You don't have to say anything if you choose not to. But press 1 and just hold it for 10 seconds so my engineer can just take a peep at the board to see if it's in your true love recipe. And remember, you're just being a participant. You don't have to say anything unless you choose to say something. So, Rashid, I'm going to ask again. Any participants? Anybody press 1?
No, Mark, they did not.
Did you press 1?
I mean, I'm already on 1. You know I'm on 1.
Yeah. So, nobody press 1. No? Okay. All right. So sensitivity would not be in anybody's recipe that's out there listening. Okay. All right. So we move from sensitivity to supportiveness. And supportiveness, I think, is very important. Of course, it's in my true love recipe, so obviously I thought it was important and significant to be supportive. You know, that just goes, and some of these are overlapping. I just got through saying you know, that Allah created us in pairs, meaning that we become mates for each other, and in being interdependent, we have to be supportive to our mate, and our mate have to be supportive for us. This is very important when we look at the importance of supportiveness. The human being needs to be supported, you know, and support can come in different ways and by different means, being supportive of each other in terms of even ideas that we may have in the relationship that actually are positive, that help for the progression of the relationship, being supportive of all the good that can come to our relationship. Being non-supportive would be a detrimental to the relationship. As last night, I had a beloved sister on, Sahar Mahdi, who just recently earned her ijaza, which is certification in Quranic recitation. And she spoke about her husband, Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman. 3.5 years, she was steadfast. She was perseverant. She was determined. She was dedicated. She was committed. But she needed the supportiveness of her husband, and she got that. As a matter of fact, she have small children, young children, and even to the best of their ability, they were supported because they understood, now mommy's in class. We have to be quiet. We can't make a lot of noise. We're gonna be as quiet as we possibly can while we still play. That's the world of children, is that of play. That's their work world in playing. But they're going to be conscious as they possibly can, and not make a lot of noise because mommy's in class. That's supportiveness. Supportiveness is very, very important because we are dependent upon each other for many, many things in life. So I saw supportiveness being a key ingredient in the true love recipe. If it's going to be a true love recipe, I keep emphasizing true love. Now, if it's just love with no substantive value in it, and really we can't really define it, I guess you say, wow, you're really giving a big, big, big definition for this. But try taking one out and then see how that would affect the recipe. You know, good cooks or chefs, and when people come back for whatever it is that they specialize it in, the type of cuisine that you may go to a restaurant and the chef always get complimented through the waiter or the waitress, kudos to the chef. Be sure to let him know, you know, that was extraordinary, you know, in that regard. Well, he'll continuously get acknowledged if he uses the same ingredients. He doesn't want to substitute, and he most certainly don't want to leave anything out. So this is the way this true love recipe is. You most certainly don't want to leave anything out that actually should be a part of the recipe for love, if in fact it's going to be true love. You know, you got different types of lasagna. You even have a vegetarian lasagna, you see. But for that vegetarian lasagna to be exactly what you want it to be, where people just love it, you have to have all the ingredients that made that lasagna famous. And you don't want to leave anything out And you don't want to substitute, just substitute, you know, put something in there that maybe throw the taste off or the experience of what everybody have experienced in tasting that vegetarian lasagna. Well, it's the same thing with true love. You don't want to substitute, or you just or just leave it all out, and then it's going to be lacking. Something is going to be lacking. It may be a void because we left this key ingredient out of the true love recipe. Once again, a question. Would supporting this be in your true love recipe? I know you said, well, March, you can talk for the whole time by yourself, because we're not going to participate. We're not going to even acknowledge, you know, this. Well, I'm going to ask you again, if it would be in your true love recipe, just press 1. You don't have to say anything. Would it be in your true love recipe? If it would be, press 1 and just hold it for a few seconds here. And if you don't want to say anything, you can push 1 and go back out. Or if you do want to say something in terms of, yes, it would be in my true love recipe because I do believe in being supportive. And I would like to have a mate that would be supportive to me, because I think this is vitally important if we're going to have really true love, a sacred institution of marriage. Once again, I'm going to call on you, Rashid Salam, and to see if, in fact, would that be in your true love recipe, but do we have radio listeners that may have pressed 1?
Yeah, we have 1 that pressed press 1, Mark. We have 314-305. Please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. The mic is open.
My name is Donna Lamont, and I am from St. Louis, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Welcome. And yes, ma'am. So that would be in your true love recipe. And if so, why?
Absolutely, and I will tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
When you support someone, that means that they have goals. And when you're supporting them, you know, you're going down this road together. You're sharing this life. You're sharing it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, I support you, that could mean financially, that could mean many things, but the main thing it means is that I respect your individuality, and I respect you, your understanding of what your life is going to be about, and there are things in your life that you want to accomplish and you want to achieve, and they may not be with me, but I'm backing you for you to be the best you can be. So support is very, very important. This is two individuals coming together, and they are backing each other. And, you know, you really got to love someone. And sometimes you might, there are some people sometimes feel that that person is getting ahead of them or in competition with them. But, you know, you've got to have enough love and security in the relationship, in shalom, a marriage, that whatever they do, you know, it's just going to enhance the whole.
Mm-hmm.
Not just them,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to enhance you too. So there's no need of a jealousy, and there's no need of competition. You know, we're
right.
in it together, and when you become the best you can be, then you bag me to become the best I can be. You just both grow together. So support is very, very vital.
You know, Sister Donna, that's important what you said. I mean, you really, like we said down south, you really said a mouthful because you're not in competition together. And support can come in so many different ways if it's an endeavor that one has to know that you have a mate that will be supportive of you in terms of reaching that. And it's not like in competition or opposition, but it is that if you reach your goal and you're successful, then we are successful, you know. And so it becomes more of a we instead of me. It becomes more of a us instead of I in that regard. And there's a good feeling in being supportive and helpful because your soulmate, who becomes your teammate, actually you become a workmate, because when you're being supportive, you're actually working to help them in whatever capacity that they actually need, whether it's financial support or it could be just what we call moral support. You know, last night I had Sister Sahar Mahdi on, and she was saying how her husband, Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman, when it was time for her to be in class, he took the children and he, you know, occupied the time with them in terms of doing something so that she could have her time in class to be able to achieve the ijazah, the certification for Quran recitation. Mm-hmm. Being the first in our community to be able to achieve that, that was quite an accomplishment. But look at the role that he played in being supportive. He wanted her to achieve that. Yeah. And the supportiveness in terms of knowing it's a little bit difficult if you got 3, 4 or more children, you know, children are children, but they were even as supportive as they could be as being children. So that was a beautiful, beautiful thing in terms of supportiveness. Supportiveness is so vitally important because it's that word team, Ms. Acronym, I like to use. Together, each achieves more. Together, each achieves more. And just like you said, by being supportive of each other, just by yourself, it's very, very difficult. It is not to say that you can't achieve something individually, but it's always better when you have a teammate and they are actually even encouraging you. That's support. That's the moral support, you know, that everybody needs. I mean, I don't care how maybe say determined you are, strong-willed that you are, all that's good, and those are qualities and characteristics that's needed, and commitment and all of that. But it always helps when you can have that supportiveness by your mate, and then vice versa. You support them, they support you, and it just goes back and forth. That's a beautiful thing. And that's a key ingredient in what true love really is. But what if you didn't have that? Would it truly be true love, though, Donna? You know?
That brother last night, he showed that he was secure in who he was. And he had that security in his wife and in the love that they had.
Yes.
So, you know, when you're secure, and that's a beautiful thing, to find a mate that is so, you're so in tune that they're secure, you know, in themselves. And that's really important, to have a mature mate that's secure in themselves. And then when they have that kind of security, you know, you don't have that issue with the ego, you know.
Yes.
Trying to hold somebody back because you don't want them to get too ahead of you. And, you know, I'm going to say this. You don't want it to be one of them Ike and Tina Turner things. You don't want it. I mean, it might sound crazy, but you don't want a situation where.
Yeah.
You know, he had some feelings about the fact that when they would perform, that people was yelling for Tina. And, you know, he wanted
to be
like and Tina. And he couldn't handle that. But unfortunately, if he had a little more security in who he was,
That's
you know, he
right.
should have relaxed and enjoyed her success.
That's right.
That's kind of far. It might sound a little
No, that's
out,
a great,
you know,
well, that's a great example
but,
that you gave,
but
Donna.
But, yeah, he didn't, he had, his ego was bruised by her success when he should have just said, look, she's my wife. She's the mother of my children. She's
mm-hmm.
even the mother of my children by another wife. You know,
mm-hmm.
and she's there for me. And instead of, you know, feeling some kind of way, okay, well, listen, maybe let me push her because
that's right.
The higher
that's
you
right.
go, the higher we go.
That's
you
right.
You couldn't see that.
Couldn't
but,
see
you
it.
Know, I mean, it, when, you know, inshallah, we find mates that love us enough and are secure enough in themselves
mm-hmm.
that they can do that. So I that's really a good one. I like that one.
Yes, ma'am.
I definitely
but
like
thank
that
you.
One.
You
that's
know what
point.
I want to thank you so much. And you're right on point on everything, 100% correct, Donna, on everything that you said. And that's a great example because I know a lot of our radio listening audience has seen that movie, and it was so blatantly obvious that Ike was insecure, very insecure. And when you're insecure, you can't be supportive. You won't be supportive. And you actually will become jealous. And insecurity is a twin brother or twin sister of jealousy and envy. So you're right on point in regards to that. And that was a good example of this man being jealous of his wife, insecure, and couldn't be supportive because he couldn't be center stage. So thank you so much. We get ready to take a pause for the calls, and please, if you have another question or comment, you know, don't hesitate. You can press 1 and come back. But we want to take this pause for the calls. So you know I'm going to ask you to stick and stay. Please don't stray away. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt a cool summer breeze? Yeah. Have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, strengthening your heart and soul, guiding your way. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Life's a struggle, brother, from birth. Sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brothers, to save your very, very soul. Make sure the whole world understands the law. Control. It's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother. You come out of the cold, a struggle.
And you're listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed. And we're just doing a review tonight over last week when we had S5, some of the qualities and characteristics. I'm going a little bit more in-depth than last week. has all of these qualities and characteristics that are very, very essential. And all we had to call it, our beloved sister Donna Lamont from the STL, that's the Gateway City of St. Louis, Show Me State of Missouri, chimed in with some excellent, excellent commentary. And she really loves that one in terms of supportiveness. That's really, really important. And so that's why we invite our radio listening audience to chime in. You hear one of these qualities and characteristics, say, yeah, that's got to be in my true love recipe. I'm not wanting to leave that out, you know, because if you leave it out, my question is always going to be, could it, would it be true love without that? Just like a good cook, they have to have all the ingredients to have that special taste, that special experience that people would come to that restaurant. This is what you want to experience in the sacred institution of marriage. I want to do a mic check to see if my beloved sister, the priest Abdul Hadi. Assalamu alaikum to you, the priest Abdul Hadi.
Well, alaikum assalam to you, Brother Mark Shaheed, and to the IWDM radio listenership. I am in place.
Alhamdulillah. All right, alhamdulillah. As we took that pause for the calls, we had a change in engineers for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And just want to say, those of you who just tuned in late, you are listening to IWDM radio, and you are listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab tonight. And we're just going over some of the things that we did last week. And I'm just taking it a little bit deeper, because most of the time if I have a special guest facilitator or I have an outstanding couple or what, I give more time to them to disseminate information and education from their insight and wisdom. And I don't say as much, but tonight you got Mark Shaheed, and I have to talk tonight. So I would love to have conversation, communication, just like our beloved sister Donna Lamont chimed in, and she gave some excellent information and education. And all of us, we have this in us, you know, don't be bashful. We're all family here. And you know what it is that you would like in your true love recipe. I know you thought of it. And then even if you haven't thought of it, when you hear it, you'll say, yep, yep, I want that. It's just like when you go somewhere, just think of it, if somebody was fixing a sandwich, you went to the Subway or something, and they asked you, what do you want? Do you want some relish? Yep. Oh, yeah, yep, I want some relish. Yeah. I want some olives on that. Just black olives. I love black olives. Put me some extra black olives. So, okay, so you know what it tastes like, the experience. So you also, when it comes to the true love recipe, it's a recipe. It's just my personal recipe. It don't have to be an ingredient in yours. You know, I've said that some time ago. So just think about that. So we're going to continue with this. And so Sister Donna likes supportiveness, and we've already covered sincerity, security, and you see how that overlap, sensitivity, and supportiveness. That was one last week. For some reason, it just was escaping my memory. But our beloved sister, she's right on time, and that's the priest of Abdul Hadi. She introduced one, sharing. Yeah, we talked about sharing, and it most certainly would be in my true love recipe, and I know it would be in the priest of Hadi's true love recipe, because it just naturally popped up, sharing. And we've heard that saying before, sharing is caring. And we've probably seen it on T-shirts or on caps. You know, sharing is caring. How would our relationship look? Would it be a healthy relationship if one or both wouldn't have sharing as a key ingredient. So the opposite of sharing is selfish. One person is sharing and the other person is selfish. Question, how would that work? You see, you're not by yourself. Now you're in the sacred institution of marriage. So if, in fact, that you want true love to develop, wouldn't you have to be a sharing person? A sharing person obviously is a caring person. And we can never negate being God conscious. Now, remember, I relate this back to the prophet. We want to make all the connections that we can make on this learning lab tonight. I want you to go away with a lot of connections. So the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said that marriage is one half of your deen, your religion. And then he said, and let them be consciously regardful of their Lord in the other half. So does not Allah say in the Quran that we should share? Well, if you don't know, when Allah says, and spend out of that which we have provided for you. Now, some of us may just think, oh, God is just saying spend some of your money. No, he didn't say that. He said spend out of that which we have provided for you. Is that the only thing that Allah has provided for you? I'm asking these questions as a rhetorical questions. They're designed to just make us think. And when we begin to start thinking, like, wow, Allah has provided a lot for me, more than I realize, more than I can actually count, more than I actually have been able to see that I overlooked and looked over, is something that's truly a blessing or something that I have. I've just been keeping it to myself. You know, they used to have an old Baptist tune when I was coming up as a boy in the church. And I can't sing, but I think some of you that went to the Baptist church, it said, I said I couldn't, I wouldn't tell nobody, but I, and then the choir would say, couldn't keep it to myself, oh, I couldn't keep it to myself. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I, why? What the Lord has done for me. They had to share that because they appreciate, they had an attitude of gratitude what God had done for them. You see, and when you have that, it ignites a spirit in the human being. God has done this for me. Now, how is it that I can help somebody else with sharing with them what I've been blessed with? So God says, spend out of that which we have provided for you. He wants us to be conscious, regardful that he is the source. Or if we talk about El Asma Usna, that he is our Razak. He is the provider. You know, our sister, the priest of Hadi, her outstanding production, you know, have really been teaching on these qualities and characteristics, these attributes, 99 that are known. We don't ever put a limit on Almighty God Allah. We can't define, nor can we confine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has an abundance. And he gives to whom he pleases what he pleases. But he didn't shortchange any of us. He didn't. When the last time we actually have counted the favors that Allah has given to you, which the two of your favors would you deny? If you're wise, you won't you won't discount any of them. You're going to be appreciative. and Allah is going to continue to keep on giving you more that you can share. It's more than what you need. You know, I used to teach my children all the time, you only get to keep what you give away. Well, you said, wait a minute, Mark Shaheed, how are you going to be able to give some away and still keep it? Can't you give a smile? If you give a smile, don't you keep a smile? If you give a frown, don't you keep a frown? You're not going to lose. Ask the people who are givers. Ask the people, you understand, believing it's better to give than to receive, and see what they say. Something is always going to be returned to you, you know, because appreciation is what is attitude. Having an attitude of gratitude is needed to continuously get more things because we have appreciation, you see, and we want to share what it is that we have. So when Allah blesses us, a blessing is not a blessing until they share it with others. I always taught my children that. That's very important, you see. And it's really vitally important in the sacred institution of marriage. It's actually a big sign that you care because you're willing to share. Not being selfish. Now remember this acronym. This is a gold nugget. If it, you can find some benefit in it, sisters, put it in your purse. Brothers, put it in your wallet. But if you don't find no benefit in it, throw it in the trash can. Just think about the word selfish. Spell it in your mind. You sink extra low. You find individual success hard when you're selfish. A selfish person sinks extra low. They find individual success hard. And it is. But when you have the right mate, and this is in both of you all's true love recipe. Because remember now, we just don't want to have love. We want to have true love. So keep that in mind. We want to have true love. Not just love, the love that everybody just throws around. I love you. I love you more. I love you more than more. So we can get extreme with this, but it doesn't have any substantive value. So you can't, in my estimation, you cannot have true love without sharing, because it's an indication of caring. And we just the opposite of sharing is selfish. So what if one is sharing and the other one's just the opposite, selfish? How long can and will that last before the person that's sharing is going to wake up and say, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not getting anything here, because this person is not giving anything back. You know, we talked about that law of reciprocity. Send out good, good comes back. The old people had different ways of saying it. What you send out comes back. So you reap what you sow. All those different things saying basically the same thing. So sharing is in my true love recipe. Got to have it. Need to have it. Important, significant. Otherwise, it's not going to be a true love recipe. That's just like taking out an ingredient in apple pie. In good apple pie, there's going to be some cinnamon that's going to be used in that apple pie. That's not saying you can't have an apple pie without cinnamon, but that cinnamon is going to give it that special taste. I don't cook pies and I don't bake cakes, but I know a good one when I taste it. It's just like we know what taste is also synonymous of experience. When we experience that, we know that that's needed and that's needed and necessary. So I'm going to ask you, our radio listening audience, would sharing being your true love recipe? And if so, why? And if not, would it truly be a true love recipe? I'm going to ask you to press 1. Just press 1 and hold it. Just press 1 and hold it. You being a participant. And we're right at 10 seconds there. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. You can get out of the queue. But if sharing with being your true love recipe, truly being your true love recipe, because now remember, it's true love. We're not doing apple pie. We're not doing sweet potato pie. We're not doing a German chocolate cake. We're not doing a pineapple upside down cake. We're not even doing a pound cake. Don't have any icing, butter pound. We're doing true love recipe. So with sharing being your true love recipe, press 1 there, and we'd like to hear from you. So the Breeza Hadi, any takers, anybody in the queue sharing? Would it be in a true love recipe?
Not at this time, Brother Mark. I think everybody is in the laid-back listening mode.
They're laid-back mode, huh? they just absorbing. Yeah, but I got it. I've got to summons you because you implemented that last week, which I thought was outstanding. You kind of helped me out there, my brain freezing. So the Preza, I know it would be your true love recipe because you said it and with no hesitation, no reservation. That's an essential, when you think it's an essential ingredient, quality, sharing is really caring. How do you be God conscious and conscious of God's word, will, and way, and what God's word is? His will is embodied in his word. So when God says, spend out of that which we provided for you, that sounds like an order or a command to me. Spend out of that which we, and we ain't talking about money all the time. So don't think it's always money. Allah gives an abundance. His wealth is unmeasured. Other people's wealth is measured. I know y'all thinking about Oprah Winfrey, a multi-billionaire, Michael Jordan, a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
But guess what? Wealth is just not only measured in how much money you got. Other resources that Allah gives to us is a benefit to other human beings. So the praise of sharing is actually really, really caring. So if Allah bless you with these type of provisions, obviously if he's telling you to spend out of that, he's telling you to share. He said, share. He could just take that word spend and say share out of the provisions that we have given to you with others. But wouldn't that really personify what true love is?
I would think so, Brother Mark. I would feel that way if I... You have to have a caring and a sharing. You have to have a sharing. Because if you are one that have of a giving heart, now can you just imagine being a giving heart, sharing everything that, like you say earlier, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us, and one is just taking it all in all the time, taking it in. But they never themselves stop and say, well, hey, well, let me share. Well, I mean, I have no money, or, well, let me share my time, or let me share a conversation, or, just let me show. See, sharing is letting the person know, as you were saying earlier, that you do care.
That's
and
right.
You don't
That's
mind,
right.
you know. Given of what that Allah has given to you. You don't mind,
That's right.
saying, hey, Oh, I'm looking over there. I'm seeing you look lack on maybe you don't have just maybe you're in a sad state.
Yes.
So when you want someone to come along and share a happy thought, share a happy phrase, or just come along
now
and just say something to kind of, you know, pick you up, you know.
Come on
yeah
now.
yeah. See, sharing is caring. And if you
that's
say
right
you care, you never share, then stop talking about your care because you really don't.
You know, I love this. I love this, Dapresa Abdul Hadi, because you're making some great connections. You know, we hear that word quite a bit. You know, the C word. You know, baby, I care about you. You know, I care about you. You know, I love and care for you. But then, are you sharing? And I love that you gave something so very simplistic, like just sharing your time, sharing a good thought, sharing a smile. You know, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said in a Sahih Hadith, there's never a time in a believer's life that they can't give sadaqa. For those who don't know, maybe new shahadas, as my sister like to say, or those that may not be Muslim, you understand, sadaqa is charity. So there's never a time in a believer's life that they can't give charity if it's no more than just a smile. Just a smile. To be able to just give a smile. How many times have we heard people say, or maybe we have said, you just, that smile that you gave me,
yeah,
that encouraging word you gave me, really made my day. And they were very sincere. You see, all of these qualities and characteristics kind of overlap each other because we talked about sensitivity. So sharing involves sensitivity. You see somebody with a sad look on their face, or, you know, some of us have spoken to strangers, our neighbors, our family, and we said, what's the matter? You're looking sad there. You see, this is sensitivity. But
you know,
are sharing something of you with them. Go ahead, Dapresa Hadi.
You know, Brother Mark, when you mentioned that about the smile, I went into the station the other day to get me some gas. And when I walked in the door, it was like the young man that was behind the register. I mean, he was just like, I mean, you could just see it all, and he was just tight, tense. And I said, sweetheart, What's the problem? What's going on? I said, loosen up. Relax. Smile. It's going to be okay. God loves you. He's looking after you. So relax. You don't have to be tense. Like, he was so tight, you could see it.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, before I got ready to leave out of the store, you know, you could see him. He did one of these, you know, how you stand and straighten up and stretch your shoulders back and kind of relax and put a little smiled on your face. I said, yeah. I said, now that is more inviting. You are more relaxed.
Right.
When you tense up like that, then the people that walk in, you're going to put them off. You're going to put that in that same on them. You see?
Yeah.
Anytime we have a certain way about ourselves, and we, you know, we just going around. Some people have such a mean spirit and mean way, you know, and they just tight and tense. And when you come in, it was like a growling dog or something, you know. And honey, that young man, you could just see the relax that came on his face.
Yeah.
I said, remember that. Stop on putting them on.
Yeah.
Then you don't want to tighten yourself up like that. Relax.
That's right.
And
That's beautiful. I'm glad that you shared that with us. I am, because I actually have seen that in and have experienced that with other people, and just giving them some words of good cheer. They might not think that, you never know what may have transpired. My auntie from Mississippi, she used to say, "You just as tight as double bubble." She used to say, "Tight as double bubble," as that old bubble gum. You know, it'll be hard to chew once you get it. You know, you kind of break it in a little bit, you could chew it, but it was tight. Right. It was tight. And so you can sometimes see it in the face. You can just see it in the body language of a person, that there's a tightness, like there's a stress, you know. And I have said to people, you know, you're too blessed to be stressed. You're still here. You're still here, sweetheart. You still are here. You know, God gave you another chance, another opportunity. Be thankful for that, that things can and will be better. You see? So now this, you know, stands for something else on their mind. And you know, the priesthood, what really I think helps people just to know that somebody cares about them. And he didn't even know you. Probably never have seen you before. But you was that angel that was sent to him to tell him, loosen up. Don't tighten up. Loosen up. Put a smile on your face. And those vibes go to the customer. You're in the people's business. They're going to be coming in and out, paying for gas, buying something in the store. You want to send them out with a warm smile and say to them, have a good day. You can't say have a good day if you're having a bad day. You can't give what you don't have. So I thank you for sharing. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. It may seem like it's very insignificant, but it's very significant that we pass on opportunities to share with other good cheer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some people, it's like that story I always tell about the man that went to work and always would speak to one of his colleagues and say, good morning. Man always would respond, what's good about it? That was his response all the time. So one morning he went in, he got on the elevator. His colleague was on the elevator. He didn't speak to him right then. He didn't say anything. And he worked on a different floor. So the man that always would speak to him was getting off first. And so he turns around and he speaks to his colleague and says, good morning. And his colleague says, respond like he used, what's good about it? And just before the elevator door closed, the man responded, then try missing one. Try missing one. I guarantee you're going to find something good about being here. So we have to be thankful and grateful to Allah. To have an attitude of gratitude is very, very important. And when we have that, it's easy for us to share. We'll create opportunities that we can actually share. And like I said, it don't have to cost you no lot of money or a lot of anything. It's just in your daily life routine. You know that person need something to smile about, need a word of affirmation. You never know what may have happened to that person, why they looking bad, gloom, and doom. But just the good cheer of a person that actually care about human beings can make their day. You see, so it's not always the big things. It's the small things that we can actually do that can make a difference in a person's life. And oftentimes you hear that person said, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my day wasn't going so good until you came in. And you flashed that beautiful smile. And you gave me a word of encouragement. Thank you. I feel so much better. I believe I can go on the rest of the day. Yeah. So think about that. And the true love recipe, our mates can, every day is not going to be the same. And it goes back to what Sister Donna Lamont from St. Louis said. She liked that word supportiveness. You see how that overlaps? You know, you're being supportive of somebody that may be down in the dumps, as they say, down in the dumps. But you shared something. And they've learned that even in the medical field, when they have patients in the hospital, we had, when we went to the letter L, laughter. Laughter. Laughter is an antidote. They found that laughter is a remedy for those who may be sick. I know my mother, she had cancer. She had colon cancer. But to know my mother, she said, yeah, they say I have colon cancer, but colon cancer don't have me. And when she would go around other patients, she'd go in there laughing and talking and everything with a spirit. She cheering them up. She was supposed to be sick. Now, remember what Allah says in the Quran. It's in Surah 53, Ayat 43. He says Allah is a short ayat, but it's so powerful. And Allah says, and it is He, meaning that it is Him, Allah, who bestows or grant laughter and tears. Laughter and tears. And I had to just think about that. I said, wow. And just meditate and just reflect on that. I said, Allah is showing us His mercy. These are outlets for human expression, laughter. You see? And they have since found that how that makes a difference in people who are patients in hospitals. Laughter is good for the soul. So, you know, sometimes you can just share a laugh. Share a laugh with them. You know, it's oftentimes little things I've learned over the years, I share with people, and they laugh. You see, when I saw them, they had a gloom and doom look on their face. And they just smiled and just said, thank you. I needed that. I needed to laugh. You see? So these things are vitally important in terms of actually sharing. It's actually caring. And it requires a sensitivity. You see, that, you know, see, this is overlapping sensitivity. And sensitivity means that you have to be a God-conscious person or a right-minded person, which is still a God-conscious person. You see, this helps to bring about a security for people. So we can take all those S's that we went over last week, and they actually are interconnected. They are related. They are connected. There's a union in regards to that. It's almost like in the recipe where you need a little salt, but you need some black pepper too.
Right.
And you might need a little garlic powder, but you want to have a little onion powder too, you see. So this is a recipe. And all the ingredients are important. And, you know, we had synergy last week, too, you know, the priesthood and how important that was. And of course, Khalilah Akbar and yourself, and we had a little fun with that one. Would it be in your True Love recipe? And if so, how much? Would it be a teaspoon, tablespoon, a half a cup, and a full cup? And is the sister connection you all? They both said, it'd be a half a cup. So that's fine. That's their true love recipe. For somebody else, it might be a full cup. For somebody else, just give me a teaspoon. Like that old commercial, a little dab of do you. For them. You see, that's your recipe. That's your recipe. That's how you fix your sweet potato pie. That's how you fix your pumpkin pie. That's how you bake your pound cake. Might not use the same amount of butter. You see? That's your pineapple upside down cake. You know, so we don't get upset with people and say, this is what I use and this is how much I use. And for those of you that had a grandmother like my grandmother, she would never be able to give you her recipe. Why? Because she didn't measure anything. I sat there and watched her. She wouldn't read nothing. I said, nothing. It was a teaspoon of this, a tablespoon of that, a pinch of this, a dash of that.
Yeah. You know, I laugh, Brother Mark, because that's just the way that I cook. They can say, well, I can tell you all that I put in it, but yeah, you're going to have to figure out what you're going to want in it. Because for me, like you say, I might put a tablespoon. You might say, oh, well, I don't want all of that in there. You know, I want to just barely taste it. You know, but, you know, that's the way I cook too. I had measuring spoons and something like, I don't know. But
yeah.
I know when I went to school, you know, in home economics, yeah, they told us to measure. But after home economics, it was out the door for measurement.
No, I'm laughing because I've seen people cook like that. And that's their way of doing it. And, of course, the modern day, you know, especially for our young ladies, they're coming into womanhood and all. The only way they're going to learn is to have a recipe. And a lot of times they come in after mama in terms of her recipe because most children love mama's cooking, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like the husband loves the wife's cooking, and some men could cook very well, including myself. I took great pride in cooking. I really love to cook. Just don't always have time to cook, but I love to cook. And my children always loved when I did cook because I was going to do something a little bit different. It's going to have a different taste. I'm going to fix something, maybe say a soul meal like sakatash. Or a sweet potato pone, those type of things. You know, it would be a different taste, a different experience. But they could taste the love. They could taste the love. You can taste the love in the food.
That's right.
You said, "But this was done with love, and you could taste it in the food." You know, sharing that love. In what it is that we do, you know, and we know the five love languages, and one of them is act of service. That's sharing yourself in the time, the sensitivity that you have with and for your mate. You see, sharing can come in so many different shapes, forms, and everything, but it adds up. I care about you. I really, truly love you. You see?
Yeah.
This is very, very important. And so that was a really important one that our beloved sister, Dapisa Abdul Hadid, that she gave last week. I'm just going a little bit deeper into that. So we will understand not all about money. So when Allah says spend out of that, is that the only thing that Allah gives to us? I'm just asking some rhetorical question for us to think about. Just think about, all you got to do, just count your blessings, count the favors that's been given to you, even the personality that you have. Any word that ends in ality is a play on the word reality, the reality of the person that you are. If you're an upbeat person, if you're an upbeat person, if you're a positive person, if you're a very optimistic person, you're going to be lighting up people's days as you run into them. You see, you have to share that with them.
That's right.
Because some people are just the opposite. They're a pessimistic person. There's never a day that's a good day. Even when the sun is shining, it's shining too bright.
Yeah.
For a pessimistic person. You see? You know, so sunshine and rain, that produces something. So the positive person, he's not going to be upset, or she's not going to be upset when it rains. You say, don't you like greens? Don't you like turnip greens? Don't you like turnip bottoms, mustard greens, collard greens? Don't you like them? But what's that got to do with the sun shining? Well, it has a lot to do. What's that got to do with the rain coming down? Got a lot to do. They have to grow. And Allah gives them what they need so that you'll be able to eat. You ain't thought about it like that. It's not about it. It just spoiled what I want to do. See, so we always got something to be thankful and grateful for and to be able to share because we care.
That's right.
And so when we look at, you know, the last one that we had, Synergy, and of course they had half a cups in that regard, because some people may want to have more meantime. Synergy is when it's like two people, they do things in unison together, not just alone. But I think that half a cup is for them to balance. Sometimes they like to just they do things alone, and sometimes they like to do things with their mate.
That's right.
You know, it's in a collaborative way, in a cooperative way, or maybe in a supporting way, like Sister Donna was, that really struck her. So you got to learn something like, I love that support in this. You see? But for some people, Synergy, it's like, I want to do everything together, almost everything together. And some might say, not as much, maybe half and half. He has something he really likes, and I have something I really like. I don't really need him if he doesn't want to be a part of it, or she doesn't want to be a part of it, that's fine. But you make some time for each other in terms of working together as a team, because remember that acronym, together, each achieves more. You know, working together is a beautiful thing. I remember years ago in Kansas City, one of our scholarly and learned imams, Imam Fahim Shuaib, he was there. He was giving a workshop with his wife, Yolanda Shuaib, and I was giving a workshop. But their workshop was first, and I was in attendance. And Imam Fahim Shuaib, he spoke first. And then his wife, Yolanda Shuaib, she spoke after him. So he went and sat down at a table behind her as she got to speak. And I never forget, how she started her workshop out. She says, Fahim, she says, stand up. He got up out of his seat and he stood up. She said, come forward. So he came forward. And then she stood in front of him. She said, sometimes in our relationship, I take the lead on things that he's not as proficient in as I am. I'm in front of him. Then she stepped back and kind of nudged him. She didn't push him. She kind of nudged him up a little bit, and she got behind him. And then she said, sometimes in our relationship, I'm behind him as being support for him in he taking the lead. And then she came from behind him, and she stood by his side. And she said, this is the best position I like with my husband. When we are side by side. I said, Takbir, Allahu Akbar.
Yes, sir.
You see, so there was some wisdom in that. And I always share this story. And Imam Fahim, he always smiled that I remember that. I can't remember anything that he said. And he always say things that very beneficial and useful in his learning labs and workshops that he does. But that day, as far as I'm concerned, his wife, she stole the show or the program, so to speak, because she was showing in the relationship and in a beautiful, healthy, harmonious relationship. Sometimes that's the way it is. Sometimes your wife could be in front as the leader in areas or arenas where you're not as adept as she is. And then sometimes she'll be behind you just being supportive when you are in front as the leader. But as she said, this, her favorite was when she's side by side. That's a lot of insight and wisdom that's actually in that. So that goes back to what Sister Donna was saying when she was talking about Ike and Tina Turner's relationship, and pretty much many of us seen the movie. So we saw a man that was insecure. We talked about security, but we saw a man that was insecure. And jealousy and enviness, insecurity is the twin brother of jealousy, twin brother and sister of jealousy. Show me a person that's highly jealous. This is a person that's very insecure. You haven't done anything to make them jealous now. Okay, so, but this is part of their makeup, you know. And it's very, very difficult to keep that person very secure when they just an insecure person. Something had to happen in their life along the way in terms of that. So in being supportive, it's difficult because that person is insecure. And most people that's insecure, they're not very supportive. And you all two must be supposed to be married. Hey, whenever you achieve something, I achieve something.
Right.
Whenever I achieve something, you achieve something. That has to be when we turn the me to we. You know, actually, when you take that M and you just turn it upside down, it becomes we. And the I becomes us. You know, that's us. You see, because if your mate achieved something, that was us. Because chances are, if you're a good mate, then you're supportive. Just like Sister Donna was saying. Just like last night, my guess, is she referenced her husband in terms of helping her to get her ijazah. because he would take the children and he would find something to do with them to occupy their time. They still children, so they in the world of play, almost their conscious waking hours, that's what they want to do. That's their work world, is the play world. Having fun. But even them, as being children, they was very, very much aware mommy's in class, so we got to try to be quiet, as quiet as they could possibly be. Bless their heart. Yeah. They babies, you see. But they was consciously aware that we can't make a lot of noise. We got to be quiet. Mommy's in class. But a husband being supportive and knowing that this was some me time for her, he took them. He found something to do. Occupy their time while she spent the time with her instructor to learn how to read or add Quranic recitation with the tajweed in pronouncing all the words correctly. That's quite an accomplishment. And now she's a teacher, an instructor, teaching others how to do that. So that they have an opportunity, if they're inspired and aspiring, to want to get there. That's important. That's something that Imam Muhammad would love for us to do and to achieve that. And the first to be able to do it in association. That's quite an accomplishment. But there was a lot of commitment and dedication, and there was a lot of supportiveness in regards to being able to achieve that. So I just wanted to go over those tonight. And I did want to just to say something in regards to next week. We're going to be back on the True Love Recipe, and we're going to look at the letter T. And we're going to have some outstanding qualities and characteristics that I think that's in my True Love Recipe. And it don't have to be in yours. That really is going to help us to be able to see that these qualities and ingredients belong in the True Love Recipe. And one of the big ones we're going to talk about, and I want you to think about it, it'd be like a homework assignment. Just think about the quality, a characteristic, a trust. Trust. You see? So that's a homework assignment for everybody that's tuned in and listening in tonight. You know, because I've said many times over the years, trust is a must. Otherwise, the relationship is a bust. Trust is a must. Otherwise, the relationship is a bust. And just think about it in terms of that if you didn't have that as a key ingredient, would it truly be true love? Just think about that. So just meditate on that. Maybe after Salatul Fajr, you read something in the Quran, see what Allah says about trust. Start with the fact that the root meaning for iman, which is faith, is the same for trust. So you have to trust Allah. You have to have faith in Allah. But you also have to trust your mate, and your mate have to trust you. So let that marinate in your mind. Until next week, and then ask Allah to guide you in regards to how you would respond to this quality characteristic, which is a natural ingredient. And I'm sensing, I'm not going to tell you why it is a natural ingredient, but I want you to think about that in terms of trust. And I'll just give you a hint. It's in the natural creation in terms of trust, you see. So But that being said, we right at that time. Boy, I tell you, time goes fast. I don't like doing monologues, but sometimes you're in a situation where you have to do some, have to do monologues, and you feel like you're on that island all by yourself. And so it's good to always have somebody to talk with you and talk back, you know, to you in terms of what it is that you're saying is resonating with them. So, I mean, I thank a lot for the radio listeners that we had tonight, or have tonight. And I thank a lot for our beloved sister, Sister Donna Lamont, calling in from the STL. And she gave a lot of great insight. I pray a lot that she can call in more. Oftentimes she's at work, and she makes a little time, might have been on her break or what, make a little time, and she pressed one. And she really gave a some gold nuggets tonight. And that's what it is that we really like, you know, as radio talk show hosts. We love to hear from you. We don't want to take all the time to talk ourselves. It gives us a little break, get a swig of water, and just be able to listen. And you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, you know, what Allah will bless you with. And the more you do it, the more confidence that you actually have. So, you know what? Allah got me. You might be like, what's that character? He wears the glasses and he has a high-pitched voice. He said, did I do that? Did I say that?
No,
I can't think of his name. Anybody knows his name. Oh, it's Urkel. Is it Urkel? I think it's Urkel.
I think it's Urkel. I could be wrong.
But I think his fictitious name. I don't know what his real name, but his fictitious name is Urkel.
He's extremely smart,
but he has this, they might say, quirky type of voice. Did I say that? Did I do that? Yeah. So sometimes, you know, when we, we become confident, just, you know, say what it is that Allah bless you with.
Right.
You might be surprised what might come out of you. So I'm going to say, just like the priest of Hadi, you know, open up. Don't be tight. This is my auntie. So don't be tight as double bubble. You know, open up and let it flow. And some good things will come out of you. Allah will put those things in you. And you might say, wow, I didn't know that was in me. You know,
right.
But Allah blesses us with so many things that but when we keep it closed, it's just like the hand. You know, the prophet talking about, you know, the priest of the hand that's giving. We talk about sharing that's giving is better. But actually what it's saying is in a better position to give than the hand that's receiving. So we usually on the receiving end, at some point in our life, we want to be able to give something.
That's right.
See, so the only way you give is the hand is open. It's open for receiving, but we should always be open to want to give. It's like what we got. We hear that all the time. You want to be able to give back. We always want to be the hand that's receiving all the time. It's good to receive some things and all, but trying to be whereas they say, look, I have received so much in terms of good, I want to give something, you know. I want to let the host know. If it ain't nothing I can say, but assalamu alaikum. I really appreciate you, you know, because the host, there's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes. And I'm speaking about my beloved sister here, the priest Abdul Hadi. And she hosts an outstanding production on our sister station, you know, Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab. So she already know when she took that name on, she's going to have to be a student. She's going to have to do some work, some research, some study. You know, she had to do all of that and be committed when she took on Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab. And just think about those words, but it's a learning lab. So at the end of that, you know, like, if you come to that, you should be expecting to learn something from the lab.
That's
but
right.
But the teacher, the facilitator in this case, they had to do some work to present something for you to learn. You know, they had to go and find it on the internet. They might have wrote some notes down, you know, how their program is going to be structured and everything. Mm-hmm. So they just don't come on, not giving any thought or putting any type of effort into it. And especially when you're talking about a learning lab. See, there's some work that goes into the labs and everything. So it's good, and it's always, we'll always be students, always. But we should want to be students where at some point I want to give something back. You know,
that's right.
To say something, give something back. You know, that's like when you grow up, oftentimes you see celebrities or people who are high achievers and they achieve something, and then people know what their background was. They came, as they said, from the ghetto, okay? So it says, well, you're building a community center. Oh, really? Well, what inspired that? Well, the first thing you say, I thank God, you know, for blessing me to be successful in life. And I want to be able to give something back. I want to be able to give something back to help others in the community. Whereas they didn't have much. I came up in this neighborhood. I want to be able to put something in the neighborhood that's going to help those that's less fortunate. And oftentimes you see that. So always have it in your mind, I want to be able to give something.
Mm-hmm.
Because God says, spend out of that which we have provided for you.
Right.
And do we think that we got shortchanged? I don't think so. We always have something to give. If it's no more than, my mother used to always say, she had one of these sayings, the priest of Hadi.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if you can't do nothing else, just say thank you. If somebody told you, oh, you're such a beautiful little girl. You're such a handsome little boy. And so we were so well taught and trained that my mother didn't have to say anything. All she'd do is put that look on you. She put that look on you, and then we knew that's what it meant. Oh, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. We automatically would say it because that's how we was taught and trained. So, yeah, keep that attitude of gratitude. Always be grateful for whatever it is Allah blesses to get. And hopefully tonight you got something that you didn't have before you came, and it helps to make you a better person. And if it is good, make sure you pass it on. Pass it on to somebody else where it can be a benefit to them. Because remember, a blessing is not a blessing until you share it with others. I want to thank the radio listeners for tuning in tonight. Because without you, there wouldn't be IWDM radio. And I know that there are many already at the time to be grateful. So inshallah, I'll be joining them tomorrow. We're looking to get that jazz a little bit before Salat to Juma. My good brother and friend, Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed, will have the honors of being the Khatib in Newark, New Jersey. One, I know it's going to be an outstanding khutbah, as he's one of our very scholarly learned imams in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a tight squeeze, but inshallah, Allah will bless us to be there on time for that, and then to get into the other activities, festivities, and on. I'm looking to be a part of doing a workshop as a part of a panel. Also, and my adopted daughter graduating, that's going to be a highlight. And I have an opportunity also to make a presentation there. And I'm looking forward to meeting and greeting some believers that I haven't seen in a few years, and even new believers that sometimes they listen in to IWDM Radio or they listen in to our sister station, AM 360 Radio. I'm looking forward to meeting and greeting some of you, too. At the time to be grateful tomorrow. And I'm looking forward to the culture extravaganza. My good sister and friend, our First Lady of Soul, and that would be Swa El Amin, and her music, her words really do touch the soul in the way that it should, because they're the words of Almighty God, Allah. That's why I said our First Lady of Soul, Swa El Amin, who's a resident of the state of New Jersey. But she's the chairperson, and she has put this together. And just knowing Swa, it is going to be a soulful a culture extravaganza that you just wanted me. So I'm going to get ready to get me some rest because I have to rise and shine real early to catch this flight to get on to Newark, New Jersey. So make dua for me, and I'm going to make dua for you. And when we get back, hopefully you'll have a good report to give to all of you. And in addition to that, as always when I travel, I always like to bring some people to the airwaves of IWDM Radio, and you can hear firsthand from them. So I'm always recruiting people to the MGM Roundtable. So I want you to tune in to our beloved sister, Depresa Hadi. She has an outstanding production on our sister station. That's AM 360. That's American Muslim 360 Radio. It happens each and every Saturday, late afternoon or early evening, whichever it is for you. And that name of that production is Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab. And it's true to its name. The focus is on Al-Islam. The focus is on basic and fundamental things that we as new Shahadas, as she said, and seasoned Shahadas can truly, truly benefit in establishing a good relationship with Almighty God, Allah, and learning the Al-Asma-ul-Husna 99 beautiful names and attributes known of Allah. And this brings us closer to our relationship with Allah, as He is the Master and we is the servant. And we have even more love and regard just knowing these attributes of our Lord and Creator that He has permitted us to know. So it's always an excellent learning lab. There's hadiths, narratives, interaction, and she loved to have you on and listening and participating. You know, she don't want to talk for the whole 2 hours. she loved to hear from you too. It makes it good. It makes it all good when you can have that interaction. So you can catch her each and every Saturday on our sister station. Please take note of the telephone number. There are two that you can get in to AM 360 Radio. The first number is 515-605-9891. Once again, that's 515-605-9891. You press 1 if you have a question or comment on anything that she may give, or you may want to add something. She welcomes those that want to add something. And I know as a host, she would love to hear from those that what it is that she, Allah bless her, to give in terms of information education on Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, that if it resonates with you, she would love to hear from you. You know, it makes it all worthwhile when you put the time and the energy in to produce something that would be a benefit. She'd love to hear from those, even if you listen by way of the Internet. So you have that number, and then there's another number that you can get in on, and that number is 425-292-4253. Once again, 425-292-4253, and press 1, and she'll check her board. Sometimes she's on a roll now, so, so you know, don't charge it to her heart, charge it to her head, because she'd be on a roll. She'd be dropping it, you know. So she might not look at the board every 5 minutes, but just stick and stay. Don't stray away. She's going to eventually gonna see you, and she's going to bring you on so you can have your say, and you can ask your question and everything. She welcomes that. It's all talk show hosts welcome that. And I guarantee you won't be disappointed. You're going to benefit. You're going to walk away with something. I guarantee you that you didn't know. So it's like the old DJ used to say, and I used to say, look what you've been missing if you hadn't been listening. So alhamdulillah, that's each and every Saturday with our very distinguished, esteemed host, the priest Abdul Hadi, Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab. The beat goes on here on IWDM Radio. As tomorrow, Friday, Salat al-Jumu'ah Day, Muslim worldwide, and for those who are immobilized, can't get out and about, they can always come back each and every Friday with Imam Mikhail Sahir. And I have to say, I was hoping that I got that information, is he's already there, excuse me, in Newark, New Jersey. He will be doing a workshop also. And I don't know that IWDM Radio will be carrying the Salat al-Jumu'ah live, but I'm almost 99.9% sure that our sister station, which is AM360, I actually heard it being said, so I do. I listen to certain shows and productions like our sister, the priest Abdul Hadi, and other productions there, as I was formerly a talk show host there, and other shows too. And it had been announced that they will be carrying the Salat al-Jumu'ah there in Newark, New Jersey, live. And to my knowledge, it will begin at high noon Eastern Standard Time. High noon Eastern Standard Time, which would make it 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And believe it or not, it'll be 9 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. So please take that down, respective of the geographical location. Once again, it's supposed to be high noon, Eastern Standard Time. So that if you're living in the Midwest like I do, it would be 11 a.m. for you. And if you live out on the West Coast, it would be 9 a.m. for you. So it's possible out on the West Coast, you'll get two Salat al-Jumu'ahs if you tune in to AM360. And once again, that same number that I just gave you for Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab, that would be the same number, but you can call in, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Either one of those numbers will get you in to our sister station, AM360 Radio, so you can catch that Salat al-Jumu'ah Khutbah, and it's going to be a good one. I know Imam Dr. Nasser Ahmed, and what Allah has blessed him where it's going to be an outstanding cookbook. So you definitely want to take that in, and you'll probably have opportunity to even get to your local massages or Islamic centers, depending on where you are. And you might get two in one. How about that? So that's Friday. So, you know, try that. And you can also call in to IWDM Radio. I tried to make contact with Imam Thayer unsuccessfully, but I did leave a message. But I would love for you to be able to get that Salatu Jumah Kutbah there in Newark, New Jersey. Sunday is the longest running production, and that is Words Make People. Sounds familiar? Well, you can get it each and every Sunday afternoon here on IWDM Radio, once again with a very distinguished Imam Mikhail Thahir. That's each and every Sunday. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. And once again, I have to say I'm not really sure if he will be back. Probably not. But he may do like he did when they had the leadership conference there in Orlando, Florida. He may be interviewing different persons that have attended. So you want to dial in, tune in to IWDM Radio and see what will be available. I'm almost certain that there will be something available. To what extent, I have no idea. And I did skip Saturday, which is the Muslim Book Club, and that Muslim Book Club is on a two-volume book on our Honorable First Lady and Mother of our community, that's Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the Mother of Our Nation. It's an outstanding publication. Once you pick it up, it's going to be hard to put down, and we're still on volume one. And what was read last week and the commentary, the insight, you know, on that, you'll hear Imam Mikhail, he hosted, but you also hear my voice, too, giving commentary and insight on the reading last week. It will be a replay, so please tune in. If you missed last Saturday, you have an opportunity to catch it this Saturday. And, of course, you know the same number, 714-816-4673. And if you're in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, it'll be 1 p.m. for you. If you're in the Midwest like I am, it would be high noon for you. And if you on, I said, the left coast, which is the West Coast, it would be 10 a.m. For you. So please tune in. I know you're going to love the reading, and you're not going to want to miss any more of the readings and the commentary and the insight and everything. So that will be a replay from last week. And especially if you missed it, this will be an opportunity to make sure you get it recorded and listen to it over and over again. Have your children, you know, sit down and listen to, and so they can learn about who with the First Lady and Mother of our community, Sister Clara Evans Muhammad. And the beginning of the week, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha, you got to tune in and listen to this. It's a variety of topics that he talk about, and it's ABC, Al-Islam-based conversation. So you know, conversation, you want to have multiple people just chiming in, and it's Al-Islam-based. And that happens each and every Monday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 5 p.m. Central and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio with Imam Nazim Pasha. And Tuesday, the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam and his off-returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. Now, this is a learning lab. Like most learning labs, you need to bring a pen and pad or a sharp pencil and an open mind and open heart, as they will give you insight, a lot of scientific terminology on the science of you and the science of health. So you definitely want to tune in for that. a lot of great information. They've been doing Q&A for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and they will continue that until the end of this month, which would be the end of the Gregorian calendar, and be looking at New Year in the Gregorian calendar. And the format is going to change somewhat, and it's going to be another program that's going to be added to IWDM Radio. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for that growing and evolving here on IWDM Radio. Wednesday, that means it's the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab time with Dr. Patricia Slow Dean, our very distinguished, esteemed host, and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. Join me each and every Wednesday and Dr. Slow Dean, and we're still on the search for self as we teach. You understand what is correct parenting from an Islamic perspective, and how to reconstruct the destructive family life. Now, okay, that's very important in lieu of what it is that we see today. So this is a workshop. This is not a workshop, but this is a learning lab that you definitely need to attend if you want to try to get some of the answers for all the madness that you see in the society today. This is a learning lab that you definitely want to attend. And this happens each and every Wednesday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And it's followed by the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, where I like to bring and present to you very distinguished and esteemed guests inside the community, Imam W.D. Muhammad, outside the community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. And that follows the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. The MGM Roundtable begins at 8 p.m. Eastern, is 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. So please tune in for that. And you just heard it live tonight, each and every Thursday. It's the sister learning lab to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and that's the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, hosted by yours truly and the producer of it, Mark Shaheed. And it happens each and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And we just want you to know we will continue on the True Love Recipe. Who knows? We might have an outstanding couple. I'll be on the lookout while I'm there in Newark, New Jersey. I always be soliciting for future guests, and always that support of hosting productions such as this. So all of these productions are family orientated. So when you come, invite your family members, invite your friends, colleagues, neighbors, community members. We love to have you here to tune in and listen. And I guarantee you, you're going to benefit from all of these productions. Also, we want you to know that IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal, as it has been the lifeblood and still is the lifeblood of our community in its new home there in Newark, New Jersey. So keep your subscription up. It is a prescription for all of us. And if you have the wherewithal, we talk about spend out of that which, you know, we have provided for you. And if you have a little bit extra, more money than what you need, think about a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, or maybe a pioneer in your community, or maybe your local library where many can read the Muslim Journal. And last but not least, IWDM Radio, we do support this year's 2023 Time to Be Grateful in the new home of the Muslim Journal, and that is Newark, New Jersey, 2023. Please go ahead and get registered, or it's not too late. You can come in, write your check, or have your debit card, credit card, whatever else they might take and everything, but get registered so that you can enjoy all that this year's 2023 have to offer. And I'll be looking for you. Somebody stumbling, bumbling around, that it might be me. And I would love to be able to greet you, meet you. some of the voices I hear here on IWDM Radio and also AM360 Radio and New Day for Islam Community Radio, whatever radio station that I'm on, and hear some of your voices. I would love to be able to meet and greet you. So I'll be looking for you. Hopefully you'll be looking for me, and that would be great. And I want to just thank the radio listening audience, because without you, there wouldn't be IWDM Radio. And a special, special thanks go out to my engineer extraordinaire, that's Rashid Salam, and the priest Abdul Hadi. And I want to just say, as we get ready to go away, as always, and I know she's going to close us out with Soul Sister Number One, until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. just follow the guidance of First Lady of Soul, Sawa Alameen. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.